Welcome, y'all, to Black of the Berry. I am Los. That right there is Dean. We got a special guest in here. We always have special guests, but this is the most specialist of the guests right here. Not only is he the OG of the game, Mr. G. That's the name the streets call you, right, Mr. G?
Yeah.
All right. Not only that. Ice living his balls, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Ice living his balls. Not only that, my pops come to the pod, man. Season 5. Pops, how you feel, man?
I'm good, man. Real good.
Like it. I like it. I like it. So
I like this setup you guys got here. Nice.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. So
shout out Social Media House.
Yeah, no. This one is highly anticipated because Dean has been trying to get you on since season 2. And I told him, he's not ready. You're not ready. But today, you're ready.
I think so.
You feeling good?
Yeah, man. I good.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you now. Because listen, first of all, the one thing that I have a question about before we get everything off the top is that you're a Rastafarian.
At one time, yes.
At one time, you were a Rastafarian. Yes. Okay.
In my heart still, you know, Jah. In my heart is that
you know. Yeah. You see that? Come, can you do me a favor? Come close to the mic for me. Close to the mic for me.
Yeah. In my heart, that's... I actually say, you know what, I said to my wife sometime, I want to die with my dreadlocks. I don't know if that's not going to happen because I got the barbershop.
I'm going to say, what you going to do, grow them shit back?
You're going to get the Jimmy Butler. You just got to let it grow, though. Let it grow. Come on. But, come on, brother.
I don't know, boy. You're so great, this motherfucker, isn't
he? My man got the Doc Rivers.
You'll be like, you know what I mean? You're not going to handle that. It's not easy for me, you know, when I look. You know, I go, like, I went back in the islands the other day, and I was like, as soon as I get down there, my man come and pick me up. By the time we get home, nice. I get up the next morning, I was like, I ain't fucking shaving. I shave every day if I go to work. I ain't doing that shit anymore.
Right.
And I stayed there, like, 3 days, I ain't shaving. Then I go in the mirror and look in the fucking mirror, and I was like,
Morgan Freeman.
That guy.
That's
not me. You know what I mean? He's like, what is this?
Joe Clark?
Yeah, that wasn't me. I was like, oh, shit. So, yeah.
So when did you stop practicing?
Oh, fuck.
By practicing,
82. There was a chick named Claire Fields.
Hey, I love the fucking chick.
I tell you.
All right.
We're talking about it.
I wasn't around. Let the man go. We're talking about it. We just having some history.
I wasn't around. 82, I wasn't around.
10 years before you.
And I was crazy about this chick. So she's like, oh, you know what? Dad don't like this and her dad don't like this. And I was like, oh, fuck. All right. Cut the hair off. And don't think that bring pressure on me to it because I have my brethren that I dealing with.
Right, of course.
They was like, oh, the fuck.
I'm like, you, blasphemous.
You fall for this and fall for this.
Damn.
Bitch, it wasn't, you know.
Bitches ain't never shit.
Fuck. Tell me about it.
Shit.
It'd have been worse.
You know, and I did all of that.
Right.
And she was still fucking around.
She's a hoe.
Yeah.
Nigga, cut the dress for what,
man? She still is.
What would have been
worse? She still is.
Still is.
God damn. Fucking, she watching this shit doing dirt on her 30 years later.
Yeah.
She still ain't shit.
She actually fucking helped me out in life, actually, because if we had that connection and be committed to that, imagine what the fuck my life would have been.
Right.
So actually, shout out to her. Yeah, shout out to her.
She helped me out in a sense.
Yeah,
you know what would have been worse, though, is if you gave all that up for a white woman. That would have been the ultimate.
She wasn't white, right?
Nah.
See, so
never had a white girl in my life.
I know. Yeah, look at you, man. Proud of that. Dr. Umar is shaking his hand. Proud.
I never, he ain't shaking his hand at you.
That's all right. That's all right. He never did it. That's all right.
But I've seen great attractive white girls.
Of course.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Why not? Listen, it is what it is. Love is love, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, listen. That's the flavor. Go after it, right? Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't.
But back on to the Rastafari. So that's what got you out of it. So 82, that's when you got out of it. Yeah. More so. When did you get into it? And what is Rastafari? Like, explain it to the people as if I am 5 years old or the people are 5 years old.
To me, it was the togetherness of me and my brethren them. You see what I'm saying? Me and my friends I come up with. I got the same friends to this day, you know, Jah. I got the same friends. My friends, they didn't change up You know what I mean? We all go different ways, do different things and everything like that. But
right.
we all friends to this day. We don't got no, I can call a brethren and the correctness of it. Like if you fucking up or he fucking up, you know, somebody can come say, hey, man, that's not the way you run this thing. You know what I mean?
Right, there right,
there was
right.
always that kind of
respect.
The respect and the brotherly part of it was always like the most tremendous part of it to me.
Mm.
Yeah, that was a strong point for me.
So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Weed is heavily intertwined in the Rasta culture.
Yeah.
Now, uh-huh. all these years of you being blasphemous mm-hmm. and you being hypocritical, right?
Mm-hmm. Of.
What you mean?
Of.
Of me consuming.
Yeah.
I'm 118
I don't think I ever been blaspheming for you not smoke, you smoking weed. To me, you smoking weed was never a deal to me.
Word?
My wife used to got the problem and oh, you know your smelly shirt. I was like, ah! You see what I'm saying?
Give me the ganja.
I didn't care. Yeah.
You know, he
because
home,
he smelled it.
He come home and she'd be like, and I wasn't, there was never a big deal to me weed. You know how much weed I don't fucking smoke?
on an estimate. How much?
Like, oh my God.
If you had to say pounds.
I was smoking weed for like a baby. Oh, Jesus. Maybe we say. When I come to New York is when I stop smoking weed.
Okay.
So we're looking at, let me say, we're looking at 19. The first time I smoked weed was 1977.
Okay.
That's not weed. That's call it the right what it is.
It's weed. It's reefer. Yeah, come on now. He was smoking the reefer.
It was Chiba.
Cali, marijuana.
Right. Whatever, Chiba. Whatever wrong with that.
Whatever we could have at that time.
Ooh, wee.
That shit had a fro on it.
That's when I know the first time I smoked weed. And I actually went to a place. They got a place up in Linden. They had a restaurant there. That's where I grew up, you know. They had a mm-hmm. little restaurant there. And I went, they got a place across the street where I was doing some learning mechanic, how to fix cars and shit like that. And we used to go over there and buy food. And I go over there to buy something to eat. And there was a Rastaman there talking to a chick behind him. This fuck, I never seen this man was just, you know, Bob Marley had just started to be who Bob Marley was.
Right.
And I go over there and, man, I say, have you smoke? I said, no. We go in the back, give me a little thing, I take a couple hits, go back.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking go back to work. I didn't like how I feel this going. I was like, nah, man, I can't do this today. I can, you know, and I go home.
Mm-hmm.
But from that time, there was like the awakening consciousness of. You know,
right.
where, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What it is. You know, so it's all been a different thing for me there with marijuana.
Do you think that the Rasta culture is dependent on, not dependent, but it's like almost like, it's so.
The same way that Catholics look at communion every Sunday, Rastas look at reefer as
there's
communion.
More freedom,
you know
there's,
mean,
more freedom, there's more freedom in there.
Oh no!
In being arrested, man.
No! I wasn't comparing it like that. I meant like the comparison of the weed to
the culture.
Not even the culture. Mm-hmm. So Catholics taking communion. That's mm-hmm. them eating the body and also mm-hmm. drinking the blood. So they have wine every mm-hmm. Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. So is mm-hmm. it like? Because other cultures just once a month. I was just using them because it's weekly, obviously daily for mm-hmm. the Rasta man. Mm-hmm. I'm comparing the reefer in that regard. So is it held in that like it's an essential part of what you have to do?
Or can you be Rasta and not smoke?
You could be Rasta and not smoke. I
don't, oh, okay, cool. So never mind.
No,
all right,
a lot of
yeah,
people don't smoke right. weed. You know, mm-hmm. weed is what weed is, man. You know, if you smoke weed and you like weed, it's going to be.
Yeah,
right.
You but a lot of people get that, it's gonna be, that so, connotation you know, that think mm-hmm. that.
No, it doesn't quality. It doesn't go together.
Okay.
It doesn't go together. Okay, there's enough Rasta man don't smoke weed.
Mm.
So, I don't Rasta man I used to come up with that he don't smoke weed, but he big bongo natty and he don't smoke weed, period.
Mm.
You know?
So what about like the food restrictions though? Because I know Rasta is
that was always been where the issue was. That was always been
here we
issue.
Go.
He wasn't giving up on that pork.
That was always been the issue.
He wasn't giving up on that pork.
Because I think I didn't
can't like, give up the swine, my brother.
Haram.
Yeah, for a while there, you know, you're there. Like I'll be up where I used to live, and then I'll come down to the country area with my parents, them and thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother not looking, I'll jump in the pot and take a piece of thing there. Nobody, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You eat. It was always that part of it that maybe more than clear.
Right.
It was always like the food part of it because you lose, you know, when your body start change up there, you know.
Mm-hmm. You lose nutritional values and stuff
like
that.
Yes, you started doing different thing and then
don't get him started on the vegan shit right there. Don't get him started. You know, he's a grade A, type A type person. He need red meat and starch.
So do I.
It's essential. It's essential.
Before I came here, I went to buy a piece of steak that when I know when I leave here.
You got to, yo, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, player. You got to do what you got to do out here. Come on, son.
My brother said that to me. How the fuck you get back to this? I got a brother in Guyana who said that to me. Like, yo, how do you can just eat, you know? Why do you eat?
Why not?
You don't eat shit. He mind pigs, but you sell them fuckers.
Right.
You don't eat pork and you don't eat, you know what I mean? He doesn't eat a lot of stuff, but.
Now I'm thinking about it. Some of them, like, Rasta's quit, like the
you ain't gonna take chicharron from me. Fuck, I know.
No. I think it's a mental thing. It's an individual thing to me. You know, you it's more God thing to me. Everybody find their lane how they're gonna move in whatever you're gonna do. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
doesn't feel like Woody Man and Morgan Harris, them say you don't have to be dreadlocked to be Rasta, you know?
Right.
So it's like
it's that. It's a belief system.
It's a belief system and a discipline system if that's how you want to rule.
So that's why it differs from religion, because religion is by the book. It's more, you know, regimented, where Ross is kind of like free spirited and kind of like, you know, you have your ideals that you try to live by, but it's everybody's interpretation of those ideals.
Yes, exactly. You live all. You find your contents in. You find your content. You know what I mean? The contents in the outer world within that vibe.
Because there's no sacred text, right? There's no gold by.
No, it's not. And you interpret how you interpret the thing.
Right.
Like Christianity is the same thing with all different Christianity.
But at least they got
Christianity Christianity don't got like about 10, 15, maybe 100
variations.
Different thing. Come off of Christianity.
Come on now.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, you ain't lying. If you're lying, you're flying.
If you find one thing that can work for you that you can feel in your center,
right?
That's it. That's all you need. You know, it's not the whatever you want. If it's religion, you want to call it, or you call it what you want to call it.
Right.
But it's the center of you that you bring it out to the world. And
that's
all it is, man. I don't feel it.
So tick.
I gotta be.
What I want to know is the. Like the origin, like how did this even come about? Because I mean, I know.
Oh,
because like people, like how it even started as a belief system. Like what was the real origin?
It's been, you know, El Selassie was you know,
Ethiopian king.
He's the last line of like what Christ is.
Okay,
you see what I'm saying? So when God talk, man, he's from the same line Abraham coming down to, you know.
Okay,
so that was where that. You know, that's how they come.
And he's practically the Messiah of
exactly.
Okay,
he's the king of all kings. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's God in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So just because of the lineage, that's what it was, or is it because of his actions? Because I know he fought off a lot of British invasions in Ethiopia and stuff like that. He was heralded.
He was the most powerful African in the world at one time.
Mm, okay.
So that becomes, you know, and then by that time everybody was looking for something to look to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Marcus Garvey, you look at Marcus Garvey, and I actually read up on Marcus Garvey sometimes, and I'd be like, my God, he was way before his time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? God, what he was preaching then is what people trying to do now.
Mm.
You know? What people trying to do now. I've seen where people just, I was just looking something on YouTube the other day, where somebody just pack up and moved to, from London, they moved to Ghana or something like that. They move to Ghana and just create a whole environment how they want to live. You know, get their farm and their chickens and they get things.
And Ghana is more receptive to that because they're like, if you have any African background, you could come in here
and get
your citizenship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can go to California and get $5 million.
Man, listen. Have you ever had to explain somebody, like, you know, when people ask you what's your nationality or stuff like that, and you explain to them?
Oh yeah, yeah.
They get
confused. I just did that yesterday.
They be like, no, Guyana, not Ghana.
No, I did that
I'm
yesterday.
Not fucking African. This dude, I am African, but I'm not
this
African.
Yeah.
Said to me yesterday, a young dude, he just started work with me, and he says, where you from? I said, Guyana. He said, oh, I've been down by your side. I said, where have you been? He said, oh, I've been to Tanzania. I said, no, but you talking about in Africa. I'm from Guyana. I'm next to Brazil and Venezuela. I'm in the Caribbean, South America.
Mm-hmm.
So there is always that thing there. That doesn't go nowhere.
They think you're Canadian and stuff.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah. How many times I had to say that? I want to know, because I never heard nobody else ever had to, you know, I never had to ask anybody that if they ever went through that. But
right.
I know when people ask me where my people's is from, and I tell them, I'm like, I got to like break it down.
We over here.
I'm like, you know where Brazil is at? You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes you have to explain like the culture.
And for some reason, a lot of people don't know where Guyana is.
No, they don't. And some people don't know there's three Guyanas.
People from Venezuela don't even know where Guyana is. It just becomes that thing. But there's a lot of Venezuelans in Guyana, no?
Well, because it's borders.
Yeah.
You know?
The border is like, this is it, but this whole table is the border.
Mm.
Just walk
right
over.
Walk right in.
Yeah.
Mm. But that's the border, but keep it up.
Yeah. But, hey, boy. So what about, like, the culture, though? Because, like, some people get confused because they say it's a South American country and we should be speaking Spanish and da-da-da-da-da, but then we conduct ourselves like Caribbean and West Indies.
Because it was colonized by the British.
Right.
So
Venezuela... Fucking Elizabeth.
exactly. Venezuela was Spanish.
Right.
And then the next Suriname, which is border with Dutch. Guyana, was Dutch.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the only English-speaking country in South America is Guyana.
Yeah.
You know? So you don't actually get a chance to even know. Well, some people do account of how smart you are as you go to school there. They'll teach different languages and stuff. But they didn't have that where you can just, you can do Spanish? Shit. That wasn't fucking important.
Wasn't even talked about. Yeah.
Spanish when I come here, when I see Spanish, when I come to the city. It wasn't that.
Fuck it. It is crazy how that family was just able to just run. Like, the world is the way it is because of them.
Yeah.
And they haven't had to pay a single fucking dollar for it. No one has said anything. Like, first of all, we're going to talk about...
They're still fucking reaping things there.
Come on, son. This is the biggest welfare scam in the world.
It never stopped.
And the fucking... And listen, the UK, Canada, all you motherfuckers under them. It's a joke. It's hilarious. Even some of the Caribbean islands under them. It's hilarious. It's a joke. What are you paying them for? What does this motherfucker Charles do?
No protection.
What's going on now?
You're paying for protection. You're not getting no protection.
What?
You're a republic now.
The UK can't even protect itself.
Exactly.
The 13th. We said it, they're a joke.
Yeah.
The military wise, no disrespect. I respect the sitting bull, but once you left, the shit went down the hill. It's not our fault.
Yeah. But they still, you know, when you say, you know, you look at it and they held in such a fucking rem.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Which is terrible. You know, because
for no reason, they can just fucking just.
But I think.
But what happens if they default on the payments? What are they going to do?
I don't understand.
What are they going to say?
Why Cornelius? Colonialism still be relevant in this time?
Because it's still happening.
We're talking about
since
in the 16th, 17th century.
It's still happening.
It's
the same people getting the same money.
Yeah. But it's still the benefits. Because listen, the resources never change. Yeah, we take the resources, but if I set...
Always need more resources.
Especially in Guyana. You know the exports is rich over there, right?
Yeah.
So why would I get rid of a channel where I have those natural resources? I'm going to keep that in my back pocket. You know what I'm saying? For all different types of exports, imports, I could go there and get gold. I can go there, you know. Why would I want to get rid of that? You know what I'm saying?
They got oil now.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So
they got oil, and then that's where, you know, everybody knows is oil money.
That's where you see all the shows.
You know?
Of a sudden, you see shows in Guyana, Naked and Afraid, and they drilling oil rigs and stuff in there. Now they want to go find
diamonds. Here you go.
They're not doing much of the country anyway, because when I look at it, the roads, oh my God.
Infrastructure's not too up there.
No, infrastructure not there.
It's corrupt,
everybody,
isn't it,
and it's privatized. It's like,
it's
more capitalism, more than the government of itself. To me, need to put more effort to build infrastructure, build roads. You got room to build roads.
Right. We should. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You're getting the money right though. When this fucking aisle done, what's gonna happen? Guys, you can done sooner or later. You know what I mean?
Venezuela, be like, hey, can you borrow some sugar?
A lot of Venezuelans coming to Guyana for that purpose. A lot of Brazilians too.
Wonder why?
Yeah.
Talk about the
who they're buddying up with.
Talk about the the Chinese population in Guyana.
God, them is who, and that's what, you know, as much as America talk about, but they sleep on fucking China, man. They've been sleeping on China for fucking 30 years. 40 years.
Come on now.
Them Chinese, they can't go back and get what the Chinese don't take already. All over Guyana. Them Chinese are all over Africa. Chinese are all over the
country. They're everywhere.
Them Chinese, and they don't, Chinese don't invest fuck in your company, in your country. Not a dime. They don't go to your schools.
Come on.
They don't eat the same place you eat. They don't buy your fucking vegetables. They don't buy nothing from you.
Come on.
I was just telling them, one of my cousins, she got this big building there in up in the country right there. And every time I turn around, them Chinese go in, say they want to rent. I said, don't rent the fucking Chinese. Because when you bring the Chinese here, you shut down all them fucking small. All these guys who have been got this business for years, they finish.
Right.
Got them Chinese going to come and
undercut them.
Undercut them and just fuck that up.
Mm.
That's what they do. I don't understand. Like, I don't know if the world don't see the same thing I see.
Nah, you know your country.
They love Chinese food. That's what it is.
They do it right here.
I know.
Come on. You got a Chinatown in every fucking state.
Right.
You also have a fucking secret Chinese fucking police force as well in every major city ever talks about. Allegedly, but what else are they fucking doing?
They're bringing another Chinese and just bring him, you know what I mean? Just
come on, yeah, okay. I wonder how many fucking operations are being run.
All right, so we got to that population. Now talk about the colorism issue that's in Guyana between
Indians and it's always not been always a fucking that's how it come out from under colonization because of blacks and Indians. For some reason, I don't know, it's like black and white here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't understand how we'd get, but even to like, I think 1964, they had a big, where people would just go kill each other, burn people. This, you know, you Indian, somebody black can burn your shit down,
There was a
civil war thing there for 3 years. And that's, then they had this, what was his name? David Rose, I think it was his name. They come there and then the power changes and then you had a black man in power.
It was like Barack, right?
That was born.
It was
like Barack.
We're here.
But what I think happened there too, he started to go, he wanted to be, he was more become a socialist, more so like how Cuba was in Russia. That kind of fucking up.
That would have got the U.S.'s attention.
Not the S word.
What are you all doing over here?
Find all them big companies.
Not the S word.
Big companies that was, you know.
Yeah.
That was there. They started to pull out and, you know, run their business differently.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, no, that S word is.
Would have been like, well, what's going on over here?
Yeah.
Is there a president for us to kill over here?
So do you still see like that racial tension to this day?
It is now. It is. I think it's more relevant, more prevalent now, guys. You go. You see, roads are built where the Indians live.
And
this village, it stop right here.
Because it's affluent.
Yeah, it stop right here, guys. Now you know the people that's in there now, the PPP. It's more Indian, well, it's
mixture of both,
but it's more Indian. The majority is more Indian. And you look at one village here. The roads are great in here, you know. And then you go like this village, and you can walk, you can drive. You know, because the roads they're not helping this community out. Yes,
very selective.
It's still that. I don't know if that's going to ever change. In my lifetime, probably not.
And have you ever messed with or know anybody that messed with an Indian girl and then like the family's like disapproving and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. I used to got a girlfriend that was Indian that I would meet. Like,
you with them Indian girls?
We live here.
We never
had no, you know, physical connection.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, having a good time.
So I would... This is my village here, but I would go all the way over there.
Some Romeo and Juliet shit.
And she jump off the bus over there.
Right. Yeah.
You
yeah,
link
yeah
up for a little minute, then she jump up on the bus and then
back home.
But it was never.
No, you never brought you home though.
No.
Oh shit. Not coming home. So the guy in these Bronx tale.
No. Oh my god.
What?
No, that shit is. Ooh.
It's worse now. Really.
It's more nice. Them young girls now. Oh my god.
Well, that's what I'm thinking because now
every one of them got a black mom.
Because that's what I'm thinking now. Like it, like you said, you made a comparison to us, like U.S. You know, black and whites now, but when you look at it now, you see a whole bunch of biracial kids now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
I think that
trend would have, you know, also showed.
Absolutely, but
it is down there too.
Yeah,
it is there.
But if you had brought home an Indian woman, grandma would have dubbed it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know because I never been in that situation.
I don't know. It's a lot.
I brought home a white girl one day.
She probably would have been like. Yeah, she probably would like when the girl left, she would probably be like, what the fuck? What?
You know, but she would have been nice there. She would have
been up front. She would have been like, you know.
Yeah, nice cordial and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she does that. Yeah.
And then as soon as she left,
she'd be like, oh, I hope you're not married that one.
Oh, that's funny. You got any questions over there, Dean? I see you looking over. Oh, did you just pull in? Okay. Yeah, my bad. What was I gonna say? I forgot what it was. Oh, so some people who don't know about Guyana, right? What they do know is the whole Jim Jones shit and all the Kool-Aid shit.
Yeah, but that's nobody your age is not talking about Jim Jones.
Nah, we do.
You do because you go back and read about it.
No, the only Jim Jones I know is Capo.
You
know?
You go back and read about it.
Yeah, I did learn about it. We learned about it in school,
years ago. Yeah. I've been in New York for like 40 years already.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So that happened.
I don't fucking think about Jim Jones until somebody bring it up.
But that happened. That happened, you know, when you were still in GT when I left, or that?
No, I wasn't Ghana. Yeah, that was 1978, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. So talk about that because a lot of people.
Yeah, what
don't
the fuck
know.
Happened?
Well, we know. What happened.
No. I meant like what in Guyana.
Yeah,
but you know, as much as there was only two Guyanese that died in there. You know.
Wait, what?
Two Guyanese.
So who was the rest of everybody else?
All the people.
All the Americans. Yeah, they came over. You ain't know that.
No, I thought it was more than two people.
No, it's two Guyanese. If I could remember one.
No,
of them,
he said
one
only
of the
two
guys,
Guyanese people died. There's a whole bunch
one
more.
One of the
that
guy's
died.
Name was something Gil. Not something Gil.
Damn, he got him.
Johnny. Something
Johnny
Gil. And I can't remember the other guy.
That's a real West Indian name.
And I can't remember the other guy, but them guys was like living close around where this thing was, where they had this, you know. Guyanese, and back then Guyanese, you know, Guyanese enough. Everybody in Ghana live on the coast, man. Now it's open up.
Mm-hmm.
So you find like all the regions like going back to Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. West and stuff.
You know, nobody, people, you know, is the Amazon.
Yeah.
So now people are creating cities in there now.
Right.
But then it was just.
How them Amazon people taking it though?
Yes, them man going down. Nah, but they got Guyanese up there, man. They got enough.
Those indigenous people over
Guyanese
there?
Up there.
It's crazy. They look like Incans, like Aztecs.
But I'm saying, like, you're going to try to come build a city over here. Yeah. I'm saying, how they taking it?
We went over there and we went to the West Coast. I was like, who are these people?
Yeah. I mean, they go there in the boat, when your boat going back up in the thing there.
Bro,
they
they're
go
like,
to school on a boat.
They're like five. Yeah. They're like 4'11.
Yeah. They're not tall.
They're four. No, we went over there. I was like, I think I'm the king of these people.
Hello, my minions.
I have arrived.
I claim this land.
The boat, we're like standing on this table and the boat is down there. And he's like, oh, fuck. But that's a good time, man. You got to go back, man.
Yeah, I know.
Because, you know,
you got to find the strongest one, Los, and defeat him in battle. So you can
the strongest
the
one was like 5'5".
No,
you got to fight.
Take me to your champion.
The man got a little thing that's putting him out in blue.
Yeah, the poison frog dog. Yeah, I ain't messing with that. I seen the apocalypto. You ain't getting me on that one. So, to rehash, not a lot of Guyanese people died on that.
No, there was only maybe two.
Just Gil.
I know one guy name was Gil.
Stop.
One guy name was Gil. I can't remember the other guy name. What was the name? I gotta.
Did you see any of these people? Like,
no, but it is where this thing
secluded.
Happened.
Secluded.
It's secluded. I never even know about the place until they fucking die.
Oh, okay, shit.
Because I'm going to say, when they die, a lot of white people, when I know about the place.
A lot of white people come in and go, nobody knows nothing.
Nobody know. You don't know.
Y'all ain't see them.
There was people that know, but it wasn't publicized. Broadcast, right, this thing is happening up there. You know?
Because they didn't really
Who's in the know is in the know.
They didn't truly know yet.
But me, you don't see it in the newspaper. You don't see it.
Yeah.
There was no television.
Yeah, it should have been like, I don't know. Like, how many people were at Jones? How many people were at the compound again?
It was, I think, I don't know, maybe, but I think it was 970 something of them died.
977? So, I'm saying though, there should have been at least a warning to the proper channels, like, hey, we got 975 Americans.
Oh, what? People knew. The people that been
powered, nothing good can come from this.
The people knew.
In any aspect, if you have that many Americans coming to your country at one time,
fuck that. There it should have been. You got more than 15 Americans in your country. Ring the bell.
It should have been where the American government, the citizen, the, like, it should have been where the congressman went down there. This congressman, I think his name was Ryan.
He died there too?
Yeah, he died. That's
idiot. Good for
that's
him.
How, that's what happened.
Good for
he
him.
He went down there because
good job,
the people,
man.
The people good job, was, buddy. The body was complaining, sending letters back to the family or whatever they could. And there was all from California. A lot of them from California. It's like a cult.
Of
man.
Course, California. That's the fucking hippies and shit.
Too liberal.
No disrespect to the hippies. Always.
Yeah.
Always.
That's what happened. Yeah. They're so liberal.
They're always going too far.
They open to anything. Oh, okay. Yeah, you want me to drink
shit
Kool-Aid?
You shouldn't be open to.
Yeah, I'll drink this Kool-Aid. Yeah,
fucking
yeah, sure.
California.
And he practiced this. They said, I can't, you know, biography later on. They said he practiced this a couple of times and they didn't die. You know, because he probably gave them Kool-Aid.
Oh, this is the bad batch.
You know what I'm saying? But then
he set him up.
After they
he gave him the blicky.
After they killed the congressman, they killed the congressman going back to the plane. I think his commander, Jim Ryan.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because he was going to snitch, right? He was going to blow the operation up?
He go down there and you see what was going on. He was leaving. So they go to the airport and...
Oh, so I have a question. Was that congressman? Because I forgot. Was he a part of it originally?
No. He wasn't a part of it.
Oh, never mind. Like, I apologize that you died, buddy. I apologize. You ain't deserved that.
He was a part of it. He just go... he go there because of the complaints he been getting from... People, family. I think it was in California.
Oh, yeah. Because exactly. Everybody was like, yo, they fucking.
Yes,
they took all their money and shit
like that.
Yeah. Mm. Motherfuckers sleeping with Jones and shit. it was crazy, son.
He had a good thing going on there.
He was fucking all them bitches.
He was good. He had a good thing going on there.
Yeah, Jones was fucking all them bitches. Yeah. And then the dudes were sitting there just like, this is what God wants.
His son name was Stephen Jones.
I heard his son name was Jerry.
Maybe Jerry, I don't know.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
I could have been.
Oh, Jerry.
Hey, what's...
I get that one later.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on over there? I'm just trying to see what's going on over there.
What?
Oh, no. You said Jerry Johnson. Trying to see what's going on.
No, I'm just, you know.
That's all. Yeah, no, I'm just talking about the racist picture. You know what I mean? He just...
Yeah.
We're about to go
shit.
Beat up some... What?
I got that shit later.
Yeah, Jerry was like, oh, okay. Oh, all right. Anyone play football?
Yeah.
Guess not.
That's money though, boss.
No, remember the Titans over here, boys.
Oh, shit.
Money does that.
So let's go back to the glory days, right?
Mm-hmm.
You used to be an athlete, right?
Never mind. I was decent. It'd be a little sport I would play. I was decent.
Respect it.
So you was on the track and you was kicking the football around?
Kick football around, play football, yeah.
Speaking of football.
Yeah. Cricket, play that too.
That was your thing?
Cricket?
Oh yeah, cricket was more my thing than football.
You know what cricket is?
I know what cricket is, but goddamn, it's a shit where you're hitting
field?
The ball and the
paddle.
Where
we used the cricket field?
They have no gloves.
The cricket field was right there. We wake up in, like Saturday, like today's Saturday, we roll in that pitch.
Mm.
Got some big ass rollers.
Mm.
Concrete rollers or steel rollers, and you're rolling that pitch,
flattening it out,
and then the next morning,
rain,
like 11 o'clock, them dudes come out there and play cricket, man, that was the best day for me too, as a kid.
The cricket day?
Oh my God, on Sunday? Oh my God. And if you know, them figure, you know, if you got a little, they'll touch up here, they can give you a run, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You play with the big dudes. Mm-hmm. That's me, old man, and them, you know.
Right.
Going out there and playing, and you get a little run. Yeah, oh, shit.
I see. I used to watch the cricket. You know? When you used to watch some cricket games, I'd be like, "What is going on? And why is the score 300-2? what is going on?
So, so speaking of, because you said football earlier, I know you were talking about soccer. But I just wanted to before we
end this thing. End the dirt, man.
We got to figure out something, right? Because you have one hell of a resume. Raise one hell of a son.
Thank you.
Raise one hell of a daughter. You know what I mean? Great man. You know what I mean? Speaks for itself.
Some shit's coming. Whenever you whenever you compliment somebody, now, there's always a butt.
The only thing only thing is that with your boy there, he's a little fair weather.
Hey, don't do that handshake.
A little, you're right. Don't do that
motherfucking handshake with me.
A little fair weather in the sense of his fandom. Now, you're a Giants fan. Hold on now.
We Knicks fans, though.
You would, we're not talking about that. Because I don't know for how long. I don't know for how long. For how long with you? That's what we're getting to.
I never left the Knicks.
But who knows for how long?
Nah, I ain't going
you,
to the Knicks.
If you couldn't, you couldn't stand the Jets. You couldn't leave the Knicks, but you left the Jets. We're going to get there. We're not going to derail what's happening. You a strong Giants fan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he messed up, first off, by being a Jets fan. We don't understand how he fucked up there, right? So, but that's not your fault.
It might have been his fault.
It's not his fault. He's a Giants.
I might have did it because of resentment. I was like, nah, I ain't fuck with Big Blue. Let me go to the green.
Nah, you sucker shit.
You probably like losing, man.
That's probably it.
That's what we doing. That's probably it. Because I can't see.
Because they were losing back then.
They was losing. Fuck, they ain't winning since.
Come on now.
They was losing all the time.
But now, now, they're on the precipice.
Yeah.
Of what?
Of getting Aaron fucking Rodgers.
That's, Toby, that's.
It's going to happen, though. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yo, you got Aaron Rodgers. What does that do?
That defense is bad motherfuckers.
Yeah, that was last year, you know. You know what the fuck they're going to be next year?
Right, but hey, listen, they bring most of those pieces are coming back. They're paying
folks. Young nucleus.
You never know. Like, they should be good. But he left a few years too early for that because then he decided to hitch his wagon.
Lamar. First of all,
No. If it wasn't Lamar at first.
Wasn't Lamar?
Because at first he said he was a Baltimore Ravens fan.
It was always Lamar.
I will go back to Hump Day highlight shit and prove it. That was a lie. It don't matter. You said, because I asked you, I said, are you a Lamar fan or you a Baltimore Ravens fan? You said that you were a Baltimore Ravens fan back then.
Why go there, though?
Nowadays, we a Lamar fan?
Yo, I don't know. I've been a Chelsea fan. I don't know. It's the blue. I keep thinking it's the blue. Rangers, Mets,
trash,
Knicks, Giants, Chelsea. Felt like I'm gonna give up my team. Never, that was never in my
life. You never thought about that with the Mets?
No. I won't look at the games, but I won't give up.
Exactly.
I won't do that.
Exactly.
You don't watch the games, but you didn't give up.
Because it's too heartbreaking. I'm a Mets fan too.
You already gave up though.
But if, you know what I mean.
You already gave up.
We are decent now though.
I would never be a Yankee fan. Period.
I'm a Yankee fan.
I don't know. That's what.
Of course
you
are.
That's
how long?
That's another thing they missed.
All your fandoms are how long, bro? Don't nobody know.
27 of them things. Okay.
That's what I got. 27 win. You don't win one, but you like the Jets, right? No,
I seen one. I seen one in my lifetime. We won in 2009. I seen one.
2009.
I seen one.
Was this now?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
23.
Yeah, that the Jets can. The Jets.
That's my lifetime.
The Jets can say we win in 69. Same shit.
I wasn't around 69. I wasn't even.
Well, all right, you weren't, but I'm saying the same fan that you become of, they can say, well, oh fuck, I ain't get one of these things in. They don't know what to do with a parade no more.
Nah, listen.
They gotta go look at Giants fucking features to see
how did the
do,
Giants
what we do at a parade.
I'm not gonna take this fucking slander anymore.
It's
no slander. There's no slander there.
There's some slander because listen.
Did they win?
Who?
The Jets.
We're not talking about the Jets. Who cares about the Jets?
No, the whole point is they were sucking before you became a fan. They were
exactly always losing. So you shouldn't even go over there.
What you leaving now for?
I don't know.
What you left for?
That, I don't know why.
Before the season starts, you can redeem. Like
if Lamar don't go back to the Ravens, what you gonna do?
Plead the fifth. I'm gonna answer that question.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna ask no stupid question.
Why not? Why is it stupid?
The best thing he did to me. For me, as a fandom, I used to buy him the Chelsea shirts. And he was never into soccer.
I never get to games.
He was never into.
Right.
So when he come back one time, he went away to school and he come back and tell me about the fucking roster of my team. I was so fucking impressed. I was like, I ain't gonna even fucking say a word.
I'm gonna let him go.
You don't let him talk.
Yeah.
You know? And I used to buy him like, then I would see like the same shirt I buy him. I see like 3 years later, he still got the shirts.
See?
So I was like, okay. So now, you see what I'm saying?
So no, we're tied in.
He's actually, tied in now Chelsea is, you know what I mean?
We're tied in.
But once again.
We could have been tied in like that on the fucking Giants.
Nah.
Could have been.
That would have been beautiful. Nah. Because I would have called you like, you look in the game. Like he called me in the morning, you look in Chelsea, you look in the game, you look in the game. You know what I mean?
He's you selfish, that's why. Giants. Here's what, you didn't become a Giants because you're selfish. You could
be a Jet fan.
Exactly.
All right, but listen though.
Who a Jet fan you know?
That's happy.
Well, they've never been happy.
E. Jones? E. Jones is the only one I know.
They've never been happy.
E. Jones is the only Jet fan I know. That's happy.
You can't put happiness.
On certain Sundays, he's not happy.
You can't put happiness in the Jets in the same sentence. No.
This season, they will be. There's going to be a lot of happiness going around.
But listen,
at least you're not a Cowboy fan, too.
No, I despise the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. But Knicks, I'm rocking with you. I ain't going to leave the Knicks.
No.
Chelsea, rocking with you.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything else?
Yeah.
You're on your own, player. Nothing wrong with that.
Chelsea could be losing 10 games in a row. And then I put that much Chelsea shirt, just walk the fucking street. You're going to let me know. I'm going to let you know what the day. We're going to be back.
Come on now.
But the thing is, back.
But certain people can't do it,
though. People can't talk shit about Chelsea, though. Because it's like, you know.
They're up in there. They're up there, man. They're up there.
I mean, the Jets, you could talk shit about because it's like, when the fuck did they win anything? You know what I'm saying? Chelsea's like, all right. You can't really say anything because, you know, we done won. You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen, this has been one hell of a conversation. I appreciate you for coming on down.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you for not wasting him either.
I actually shouldn't. I think I should have bring the wife.
Oh, really?
That would have been another conversation.
Yeah, that's another time.
Hey, we could do that. That might be interesting.
I'm not trying to be fucking embarrassed on the episode, all right?
That'd be hilarious.
Eating my diapers and shit. I don't want to hear all that.
You've been doing that?
No, I'm just saying. Something like that. You know what I mean? You know.
Nah, he wasn't easy in no diapers. Me, you should sit down and look for football. Like, on Sundays, this is him right there. I got some pictures. You sit down. He there right there. Football was, you know.
Since
being a kid, like 2 years so old. Just been looking for football.
Well, listen.
I tried to put him in track and shit like that. He go and he run a couple of times. He said, that's too much of fucking running.
Too much, can't do it.
Yeah.
I did
that running shit ain't for everybody.
And he did win a he did win a medal in track too, you know.
I did.
What was Long Island?
It was a state thing.
Yeah.
I won bronze for like a relay.
And you ain't even try.
He didn't want to do it. I was like, oh, this fucking.
You could have been decent.
I was all right.
More than decent.
He was decent. He had the speed, but then football becomes.
Of course, well, football
life. When football comes, my God.
The only reason why I was doing track is to stay in shape.
As you should, actually.
The only reason,
as you should.
The only reason why I didn't, you know, all those supposed to cross and all that. I didn't want to do none of that.
Use my life at one time. That's gone. Like going from work is karate, football. What was the other thing?
What guitar?
You used to got this little girl. You got a little girl.
Play guitar.
I used to play guitar.
Yeah.
Oh shit! All right, Rick James.
Yeah. I used to play guitar. I used to play viola. I used to play saxophone.
We bought the saxophone. The first thing. I was like, nah, this fucking thing ain't gonna work. Like, you practicing the same note, woo, 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 woo. I can't fucking sleep. I was like, nah, babe, this fucking thing not gonna work.
First of all, it wasn't your decision.
It's not gonna work.
She gonna work, and he's home. he come home and like, but 2 o'clock in the afternoon and start practicing the same, woo, 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 woo. I don't know.
He said the same
fucking note. And the note not the same because he practicing, so the note not the same all the time.
Right.
I was like, nah, baby, you gonna do this fucking thing. Get him a fucking guitar.
He's gotta go. Get him a guitar.
That blowing wasn't. They got a guitar. He can play the guitar in the room all fucking time. It doesn't matter me. You know,
it wasn't your decision. It was my decision. Okay, sir.
Well, that's what you think.
No. I went to band. I said, there's too much fucking dudes in here. I said, I'm done with this. I'm going over to the orchestra where it's all girls.
Yeah.
That's what happened. That's a real story.
You started to play the viola.
It was meant to, but it was a good mixture.
There was no girls.
Really?
No girls in the band.
What
the
shit they had going on there in boring?
You know what? Only the clarinets was girls. I said, you know what? I'm out of here.
I gotta go.
I'm out of here. But those are the days, man. Those are the days.
Oh. Well, listen, there we go. That's good. The cue. Mm-hmm. Peace, love, and chicken.
Yeah.
I am Dean, baby.
Nah, ain't no peace, love, and chicken. It's going to be some fucking beef and potatoes with my ass.
Peace, beef, love, and steak. Beef and
fucking potatoes.
There we go. Hey!
Get the starch, baby.
We out.
Carb load.
Your doctor can doctor gonna tell me watch your cholesterol. Hey, I watching it.
Watch it go up.
I'm
climbing
the Marvies, man.
Fuck with that.
I'm watching it go up, player.